The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Okay, guys, here we go, live again from Minnesota. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Yeah, with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, welcome to the show. We appreciate you tuning in on a daily basis in 53 different countries and several affiliates in the United States of America, from the East Coast to the West Coast, from the state of Texas all the way up to Minnesota, cold Minnesota. Now, if you'd like to check us out online, you can do that. That is sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com, awesome website. I like it. And that's really hard to achieve such a goal because I'm always nitpicking myself. I'm always doing my best to perfect that which concerneth me for Christ's sake, because I only get one opportunity to represent and I don't want to fail the test. Amen. So therefore, as David said, I lay the judgments of God before me. Why? Because I've chosen the path and the way of truth. I don't want to offend him. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not offend him or sin against God. And isn't it interesting when you look at David, he would pray, Lord, cleanse me from secret faults. Cleanse me my inward parts. Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me. Lord, I thank you for renewing me and regenerating me by the Holy Ghost. That's called sanctification, Ezekiel 36. And it's very important, sanctified unto obedience, under the sprinkling of the blood of Jesus, under the establishing of the sure mercies of David, ordered aright and sure. Not maybe. Folks, the covenant is always sure. Though our emotions get in the way, God will test us to know if we're learning how to swim by pulling the bottom out from under the pool. Interestingly enough, I'm getting off course a little bit here, but that's okay. I just seen a video where, did you see this video where they're showing little babies that if they fall in the pool?
Yes, I did.
Instead of learning to kick and struggle and drown, what they're teaching these babies to do, they are literally teaching them to just turn on their back and float upward and then start to cry for mommy and daddy. And it's saving their lives. It's incredible.
Well, it's crazy.
Sometimes the less you do, the more it saves your life concerning grace. And that's real grace.
That's true. Because the more you try to, you're freaking out and you're trying to stay afloat and you're paddling and paddling and paddling. Well, sometimes you just got to turn your back and float and trust God that he's going to keep you afloat. And,
well, that would be a good idea, especially in these particular situations. I'm actually trying to pull up the video. I'll post it on Sons of Liberty Radio right now. If you'd like to check us out on Sons of Liberty Radio, you can. It's on Facebook. I'll post that video in just a minute. It's pretty incredible. The way people responded to that video is second to none.
Scary,
whoa,
though.
It is, because you think the baby's going to drown.
You see this little tiny baby. I mean, like, you know, just barely learned how to walk, walking out of, you know, its patio door, and they drop the ball in the pool, and all of a sudden you see this baby jump in the pool. It's like, oh my gosh, this is bad. And you see the baby just kicks, flips himself around, lays back on his back, and literally starts crying for dad, mom. It's like, this kid is like not even 2 years old, I bet.
It's like David saying, Lord, my soul is in my hand. Oh. I'm like a sheep gone astray. Seek me out.
Yeah.
But that's sometimes what the Lord says. No, just, you know, be still and stand back and see the salvation of the Lord.
It's almost
incredible stuff.
It really is. Like, is that even really possible? You'd have to see it to believe it. If you told me that a kid under 2 years old could go in the water, and I remember seeing this other child swimming, like, less than 2 years old, swimming, you know, in the water, like, I would say it's not possible.
No, right, because you're thinking he's just learning how to walk.
Right.
And if you think he just learned how to walk, well, guys, these babies are advanced like babies. It reminds me of our forefathers. You want to talk about being advanced?
Right.
Our forefathers were advanced, but I'm taking it a different direction. But I just thought about that when I was bringing forth the introduction here, friends, and I'm going to post it on Sons of Liberty. You do have to see this. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. By the way, if you'd like to check out our other websites, it's Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E, two different websites, fan page and personal page. Do like them both if you do. And if you don't, check them out anyways. We're posting and updating constantly. You can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. And folks, I got to tell you, we're turning talk radio into do radio, and we appreciate the fact that we have so many people watching the Christ be lifted up. Therefore, he draws all men nigh unto us. And I'm speaking of those that listen to the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis. We appreciate the listenership. We have tracked and we have found that you have us at second place in the GCN ratings and live stream, which is awesome because we've only been here for almost 2 years now, and you guys have put us in that position. And again, friends, I'm high-fiving you because I'm not that foolish to take accolades unto ourselves. But we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works. And friends, I got to tell you, as many as you know, and many as you do know, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty, pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why princess. That is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And I want to highlight this real quick. We've highlighted this for the past couple days here, but I want to go ahead and talk about Bradley's School of Hard Knocks booklets. It's his smaller booklets. And what it is, it's his life story and his testimony in condensed book form. And, you know, the quote has been said, when there is darkness, crimes will be committed. The guilty one is not merely he who commits the crime, but he who caused or allowed the darkness. We need to understand that the only light that young people have is the truth that's been given to them, a lot of times only by example. And in America, we can clearly see what happens when they're robbed of that light and that truth. We're seeing generation next, generation Y, generation whatever you want to call them, label you want to put on them, but they discern like none other. And what we're highlighting this week for our product of the week is to get 10 of Bradley's booklets. They're great because they're not as intimidating as a larger book. You can pass them out. You can pass them out at schools, at church, on the streets, when you're shopping in the mall, at grocery stores. Say, here. And when you give it to someone, if you see a teenager or let's say a young person who really needs to read it, or an old person, it doesn't matter. Don't say, listen, you're really screwing up your life right now. You got to read this book. That doesn't fly very well. What you need to do is you say, listen, hey, I would value your opinion on this book. I listen to this guy on the radio. Tell me what you think. Yeah. Is that what you put it in their lap and you're saying, I want your feedback on it. Now, listen, boy, you really
men
need
like
this.
To decide for themselves.
Yeah, exactly. Really do, so yeah. We're highlighting that. It's a great deal. You get 10 booklets for only $5 for a donation. So if you'd like to order and get some, you can get them, you know, in bulk. You can use them for whatever. You can call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Or, of course, you can always go online at shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's shop.sonsoflibertyradio.com. And I want to highlight too, you're talking about Facebook and so on and so forth. When you go on Facebook, you know, Bradley's talking about the little baby that fell in the pool, and there's tons of different
It's not like I'm just throwing stuff out there. You know, it's entertainingly fun to learn. And I'm a visual learner.
Right.
And this stuff has really got to grab my attention before I post it.
Right.
It was kind of like the, don't mess around at the tomb where the soldier silences the crowd we played yesterday. And then last week we played a video where the knockout game goes wrong. Yeah. I mean, that's great stuff.
There's so many
different
things.
Caught my attention in the same fashion, and I'm going to post it if I can find it. And I'm looking it up right now. Again, we're doing live radio, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back after this break. Stay with us.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. a code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I want to talk about gambling in just a minute, and then I want to talk about how can the act be apart from the actor? You know, as if to say the person committing the act is exempt from the consequence of the act that they just committed.
Right.
Is that confusing?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, no confusing. But what I want to highlight before we pass over to you again is on that Facebook, you have fun things like the baby things.
It should
kind
be posted on Facebook right now, by the way.
You got that things, you got the knockout game, but you got great quotes too as well. And this one's by J.C. Riley. It's on Bradley Dean's Facebook. It says, "Let your Christianity be so unmistakable, your eyes so single, your heart so whole, your walk so straightforward that all those who see you may have no doubt whose you are and whom you serve." Which is awesome. We are written epistles for all men to read. As I believe it was Francis who said, or was it Paris? It was Paris who said, "Preach the gospel at all times, and if necessary, use words." But this is another good one. This is on Bradley Dean's on his fan page by Charles Spurgeon said, "God works in a man a change so great that no reformation can even so much as thoroughly imitate. It is an entire change, a change of the will, of the being, of the desires, of the hates, of the dislikings, and of the likings. In every respect, the man becomes new when the divine grace enters into his heart." That was by Charles Spurgeon. We had a comment said, "This is so true. Who are you quoting?" That would be the Prince of Preachers, Mr. Spurgeon. And then, of course, to end with one final quote, a good one from Mr. Bradley Dean himself, who says, "No matter what man attempts to do outside of God's word, it always comes back to that which was originally written. Those who want to continue in their folly better remember he is the God that frustrateth the tokens of liars, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish." You'll find that in Isaiah 44:25 by Mr. Bradley Dean.
You know, I got a quote here too, and I think it's great stuff because we get this carnal version of humility. And I'm going to talk about gambling, and then I'm going to talk about how can the act be apart from the actor in just a second here. But when you look at humility, let's just take it from a spiritual sense. Charles Finney said this, and he's exactly right. He said, "For God resisteth the proud and giveth grace to the humble," 1 Peter 5:5. But listen to his definition of humility. This will put a lot of people at ease that they don't have to attempt to be, because we know a lot of people like this. You know, one guy comes to my aid. We've known him in the past. We've known of him in the past, and he's a very wealthy guy. And he walks around with this false humility about him. And I can't stand when people try to be something that they're not, even when it goes in that direction. And you know those people. They act like sheep, and then you wrong them just a little bit, and before you know it, you find out that they're not sheep at all. But in fact, you find that they're carnal.
Yeah, and
wolves,
I wouldn't even say
ready
you have
to devour anybody that contradicts anything that they say or do.
Exactly. I wouldn't even say you have to wrong them, just kind of nudge them the wrong way a little bit. You know?
Listen to what Finney said. He said, humility is spoken of as if it is consisted in a deep sense of unworthiness, whereas it is consistent in no such thing. In other words, so we're trying to act that we're, oh, you know, woe is me, or I'm not worthy, I'm not this and I'm not that. But when in fact your heart is really trying to gloat in the very things that you say that you resist, when in fact you're doing just the exact opposite. In other words, you try to save face by acting humble when in fact you're losing faith. And it's not about humility, it's about pride, because people try to cover up pride with false humility. So if humility consisted in a sense of unworthiness, the devil might be humble, and doubtless is. If this is humility, convicted sinners might also be humble, and doubtless are, if this is humility. He said, I scarcely ever in my life heard a minister speak of humility if he had any definitely, he said, developed idea of what it really is. Truly, humility must consist in a willingness to be known and appreciated according to our real character.
Wow.
I love that.
Yep.
So I'm not trying to be something. I'm not trying to live up to what other people want me to be. No, that's not real humility. And what we have today, again, speaking of, let's talk about spiritual things real quick again. Everybody has this false version of who Jesus Christ was. Yes, he was meek, but friends, keep in mind that Moses was the meekest man alive, and meek defines out to be power under control. Now let's go back to Moses. Moses was the one that was tried in the fire. By the way, firstly, he was the one raised up in Pharaoh's court. Isn't it amazing how God does things like that? He was raised up in Pharaoh's court. He was kicked out. For 40 years, he was tried in the desert before the Lord spoke to him out of the bush, the fire. And it's interesting that when you look at Moses, he was the meekest man alive. Now, does this define out? Is this what you understand is to be humility, friends? We always hear from the professed church in America that Moses was the meekest man alive. Yes, he was. That means he was a dead man to himself. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the spirit is life because of righteousness. Why? Because the spirit leadeth into the camps of the enemy to dispossess the enemy first within our hearts, friends. Moses was the one that was led by the spirit of God. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, because God is known by the judgments that he executes. Psalm 916, 917, Isaiah 26, Psalm 97, Psalm 101. I mean, friends, he is known by the judgments that he executes. Moses was led to the face of Pharaoh, the king, the meekest man alive was. And what was he told by God to say? In that meekness, power under control, to the face of the most powerful individual on earth. Let my people go. Did Moses, the meekest man alive, ask for permission from the Pharaoh? Or did he tell the Pharaoh what the deal was? And God began to drop judgments upon the heads of his enemies. Matter of fact, that's exactly what he told Abraham what he was going to do. I'm going to send you into bondage, and I'm going to judge those that have you captive. I'm going to deal with those. Man, folks, this is great stuff. Because when you think about the more, here, let me, I'm just tracking right now. Speaking of Moses, speaking of meekness, speaking of true humility, he was led by the Spirit of God to go to the face of those that were oppressing the people, just like he did with Gideon and the Midianites, just like he did with Joshua when he dispossessed those that were in the way. By the Spirit of God, they dispossessed the enemies. They weren't asking for permission. They were already given the authority by the risen Christ through their lives, because they're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. To what? Deal with the enemies. Because the Bible tells me that we have been given all power and authority over the enemy, but not in the carnal man. It's a work of the Holy Ghost. Now, when you go back to what I just said, I also want you to understand this. Let me just interject this into our thoughts here. Pharaoh was the one that was judging the children of Israel. Folks, it's similar to what you're seeing today. A lot of ways, when you look at the Pharaoh, what was he doing? He was killing children. How old and under?
Mm-hmm.
How old?
2.
Yeah, 2 years and younger. Do we have something called Planned Parenthood today? Do we have a man in office that thinks he's the Pharaoh? He's the dictator? Remember just this last week? He's the man that said he can do whatever he wants when he wants? Really? Hey, folks. Did you see what God was doing in the process? He was judging those that were bringing his children into bondage. And that bondage led his children to do what? To cry out unto the Lord. So what was the purpose of the bondage? That God could show himself strong on the behalf of those that were afflicted, friends. And this is Christianity. Touch not mine anointed, do my prophets no harm. I see the kings of the earth, they gather themselves together against the Lord and his anointed. They want to break their bands asunder. And what did the Lord reply with? That he sitteth in the heavens and he laughs upon the enemies. And it's not fun to go through. It's a process. It's not fun at all. But he had your enemies, friends, in great derision. What I'm saying, friends, is let their cruelty swell your ranks. Keep in mind, friends, bringing it over to meekness and understanding the Spirit of Christ. Also understand that when Noah built the ark, yes, he had thousands and thousands of perhaps not hundreds of thousands and millions of people on the earth laughing at Noah in his word of prophecy that God was going to flood the earth. But let me tell you something, friends. It wasn't funny when it started to rain, was it? Nope, and then Noah and seven souls got inside of the boat, and it was judgment, my friends, that floated Noah's boat to preserve the people. So judgment at length, friends, floats our boat. If we listen to what the Lord is teaching us, let their cruelties swell our ranks. Because the more Pharaoh afflicted the children of Israel, the more they multiplied. Are you listening to what the Spirit of God is teaching us? Because it's the same thing that's going on today, friends. I know I'm talking about humility. I know I'm talking about meekness. But I got to let the Holy Ghost be the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost wants to be the Holy Ghost, I want to get out of the way because this is what I want you to hear. Judgment floats our boats. The cruelties of this administration are without a shadow of a doubt swelling the American people's ranks. But they have to go to the King of Kings so they can receive the power, so they can be meek and lowly and humble like the Lord of Lords who spoke boldly and one that had authority and not as the scribes and the Pharisees. He walked in power. The church should be walking in boldness. The Lord makes his righteous bold as lions under the power of meekness, not outside of it. Talking about real humility, talking about meekness, talking about what the Lord does in the process, talking about just taking a little turn, but talking about the same thing from the same heart, from the same spirit. Hey, let their cruelty swell our ranks, friends, because as it rains, and it is raining judgment, friends, let it float our boat, but get inside of the ark. I'm going to be right back. We're going to continue on this vein. I want to talk about what I was talking about earlier. I want to talk about gamblers.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We've been talking about, hey folks, what are your thoughts? Seriously, 1-866-233-0747. I mean, folks, you know, I've said this in the past and I say it again, some of you people, you frustrate me to no end. Because the message is to get involved. Not to stay sheepish. Sheep are what's being, what are destroying this country right now. They're willing to be led away by everything in their dog. But when the real people, when the people that do stand up really mean what they say, real leadership, then they stand behind them and act like they'll do everything for them when in fact, no, it's our responsibility. We can do this together. What are your thoughts about what we're talking about? 1-866-233-0747.
I've got a thought. You know, when you're going through and you're talking about Moses, and Moses went from citizen high to citizen low. He was raised up in Pharaoh's court, and then all of a sudden he went through the wilderness. And as he went through the wilderness, he went through a low point. So when you're talking about true humility and true meekness, we're talking about a man who actually went through the fire, went through the process. First of all, he was given up at birth because of the fact that he might have been killed. But then he was miraculously saved and Pharaoh's daughter had him and he was raised up in Pharaoh's court. But then what happened? Then all of a sudden he was let out in the wilderness. Okay, so there's different portions of his life we can see where true humility and meekness had to have been wrought by God. And then when God called him, what did he say? He didn't say, oh, you picked the right guy for the job, Lord. It's a good thing I was raised up in Pharaoh's court. No, he said, Lord, I cannot speak. I am slow of speech. He was saying, Lord, I can't do this. I'm not qualified for this position. Well, God wasn't looking for his credentials. He wasn't looking for his resume. He was looking for an obedient man to speak forth his words, which you said earlier was, let my people go.
Yes.
So he was saying, listen, I'm calling you to do this. Aaron, your brother, will be able to help you. But Moses didn't think he was qualified for the job.
No, true Gideon said it. Saying, Saul said it. Yeah, they all said, I'm not qualified to do this. I'm talking about the man that wants to be in the pulpit is called of the devil, said Mariah Woodruff Eder. The man that doesn't want to be in the pulpit, he's called
That's
of God.
Right.
Exactly.
I'm reminded of a story of a man who said, listen, it was a Caesar who spoke to one of his generals and said, listen, I need you to take over the position for me after I'm passed away. He goes, will you accept this great honor which I am ready to bestow upon you? And he looked at him, the general did, and said, with all my heart, no. And then he looked at him in his face and he grabbed him in the head and he said, that is why it must be you, because you don't think yourself qualified qualified for the task. You don't think that yourself equal to the position, so therefore you won't get a big head. You know, yeah, your reliance is going to have to be upon the Lord,
yeah,
to be able to do what you do, because you can't do it apart from the Lord. We can do nothing.
Literally.
And it's not a matter John of 15. Just saying it because it's a good, yeah, thing to say. It's another thing to know it, because you know that you can't do anything without the Lord.
Okay,
literally.
So Charles Finney, going back to this, humility must consist in a willingness to be known and appreciated according to our real character. Our real character in Christ as we're built up into Him. Not unto ourselves and our fallen nature, a carnal man. Folks, I want to ask you a question, because I want to intertwine all this together. I seen this not too long ago, because we see now that obesity is also an illness. It's a sickness now, friends.
That's convenient.
You know, yet Scripture contradicts that. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. And Scripture tells us that we've obeyed that form of doctrine given unto us. We have obeyed that form of doctrine that's been given unto us. But here's the new sickness, friends. What is compulsive gambling? The explanation that seems most acceptable to Gamblers Anonymous members is that compulsive gambling is an illness, progressive in its nature, who can never be cured but can be arrested. Before coming to Gamblers Anonymous, many compulsive gamblers thought of themselves as morally weak. Well, they are. Or at times just plain no good. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? We are. I heard a guy one time say to a preacher, "Oh, he's got a real good heart." The preacher looked at him and said, "No, that's the worst part about him."
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't change your own nature. No more than a leopard can change its spots. You can't change your nature, my friends. No more than you can change the color of your hair. I'm talking about the natural color of your hair. Only Christ can do that. I go on. The Gamblers Anonymous concept is that compulsive gamblers are very sick people who can recover if they will follow to the best of their ability a simple program that you pay for, that you pay for, that you pay for, that has proved successful for thousands of other men and women with a gambling or compulsive gambling problem.
But that program doesn't get paid for unless they have people who are willing to believe that, oh, they're just sick. Of course, they need these sick people to be able to make their money.
Okay, how are they sick? It's like a guy that, you know, goes out and slaughters a family when he drinks and drives. He makes the choice. First of all, he's got to have the money.
Right.
He gets the money. He goes to the bar or to the liquor store. He buys the booze. He willfully makes a choice to drink the booze. He illegally puts the keys in the car, drives down the street, and slaughters a family. And yet you have a majority of the American people that feel for the criminal that made the choice to take the chance in the first place rather than the family that was just slaughtered on the streets.
Right.
We've talked about this before. But let me go to the next point. We're talking about gambling. Do you notice that when the law is lowered, you dim the light by which man perceives its own guilt? See, friends, they've lowered the law that says no more is it illegal to gamble. Now they actually put these ignoramus losers, underachievers, losers on TV to see which one can win more money, probably mm-hmm. with somebody else's money,
yeah,
right? But they promote the crime. They disobey the law that was sent in the first place. By them, thy servant is warned, 19:7, Psalm. That, I'm sorry, Psalm 19 and verse 7 talks about how the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. But it also talks about how the law warns us, as if to say the ice is too thin to bear, so don't go out on it. Well, man disobeys, removes the law. A man goes out on the ice. He falls through the ice and he destroys himself. And then everybody stands back and says, "Boy, what just happened there?"
Mm-hmm.
So you have bureaucracies coming along and tagging that man with the sickness because he doesn't obey by making the right choice to God that told him not to do it in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
So he disobeys God. He eats the fruit of his ways. He loses his soul. And then you have people in society today that actually have the audacity to call it a sickness. Just
right.
like a man that I seen years ago on it was a show called Geraldo, and there was a man that was so big on screen. He was so big, friends, he couldn't even get out of bed anymore. Why? Because they said he had an eating disorder. He was sick. He just couldn't help himself. But what was interesting is the camera crew kept going back to the guest audience and to the show host, who had tears in their eyes because they were all feeling sorry for the man that just couldn't get out of bed because he had an eating disorder. He was sick. Now, what's interesting about that is the camera crew made a mistake. They pulled the camera back, and lo and behold, guess what, friends? Guess what was right under that big man that just couldn't get out of bed anymore? Guess what was right under his face? A huge plate of food. I noticed that it was his hand taking the food and shoving it into his own mouth. I didn't see anybody there standing with the gun making him eat that food. Mm-hmm. So, friends, I got a question for you concerning gambling, talking about obesity, which are now diagnosed as illnesses from bureaucracy that are making billions of dollars off the stupidity of the American people. Folks, again, if you would just simply listen to God's Ten Commandments, we wouldn't be dealing with these clowns that are making a killing off the ignorance of the American people.
Yeah, and I have to say something to that.
Thou shalt not covet.
About that as well. And where is the love? The people that were crying in that guest audience would just assume let that man die, then get in his
face.
He
did die.
Yeah, exactly.
He did die.
So they just assume let him die, which they did, rather than get in his face and say, listen, you are overeating. You are eating way too much. It's not good for your health, not good for your heart. It's going to end you up. You're going to be killed if you continue this pattern.
Who are you to judge?
Well, you're
judging. Who are you to judge?
This judgment, take heed to the judgment. If it would have been taken heed to, it could have saved this man's life.
Of course. If someone would have loved on him enough to tell him to quit stuffing his face.
Yep.
Oh, but folks, again, who is making money off of this stupidity?
Yeah, and I have to have another
thing. And you can't blame those that are making money off the stupidity if you're willing to fall in line with being stupid, friends.
Exactly.
There's just no way you're going to get around this.
You know, and you go to, you know, grocery stores, you go to different kind of stores, and what you see is you see these little wheelchairs that they have for extremely fat people.
Yep.
And rather than saying, listen, we're not going to enable these people by providing an easy road for them as they're way too obese. I'm not talking about people who have like a, you know, broken leg.
That's
or something.
Right.
I'm talking about people who are obese on purpose. They have nothing else wrong with them. They're just overeating. So what we do is we enable them by let them sit down as they're going to the grocery store or whatever store it is.
Stuff in their face
roll
with
around and do their
stuff
thing.
In their face with a cigarette smoke. Actually, the cigarette smoking the dope. And then you have the other thing where you're actually enabling them to kill themselves while they're hot rodding around. And then these are the same people you see at Dairy Queen that have 3 chocolate malts, 14 different sandwiches, and then they have the audacity to order a Diet Coke.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's not being mean to people who are
overweight.
No,
it's loving on them.
It's saying, listen, for your health, for your own
good,
for your life, for your good's sake, you need to maintain what you eat in your body. Your body is the temple of the Lord, and by you overfeeding yourself, it's not good for you, and it might ultimately end up being your destruction. How many different diseases and things can you get and things that are bad? You know, cholesterol around your heart, you know, your arteries, from your greasy food. Let's think about this. If you have someone in your life who's maybe a little overweight, you know, they might not appreciate you saying something, but it might save them their lives. And I guarantee you, if they were 50 pounds, 100 pounds thinner, they'd feel a lot more better about themselves to begin with in the first place.
And folks, what this comes down to is the bureaucracy is only there to help advocate the crime against God in the first place, in which you are eating the fruit of your own ways. And they're right there to help you out by them taking your money. I mean, folks, I know people complain about bureaucracy, but again, someone's got to be feeding the bureaucracy. Again, if we fed on the word of God, we'd already see that he told us not to do this in the first place. But now you have these foolish bureaucracies telling people now it's diagnosed as an illness. What's next? A man that steals, is it okay that he steals? What's next? A man that kills? Well, they're already saying that to a man that kills.
He's got a thieving disorder.
And the man that mills, he's got a mental disability. Yeah. Oh, we need to give him 3 squares a day for the next 20 years of his life until he dies. Oh, I'm sorry. There's so much leniency shown to these people now that they're out in 2 to 3 years if that's the extent of their sentencing, and then they're let loose to commit the crime again. It's the same thing that people are doing inadvertently to themselves. But what I want to do when we come back is I want to take it to a spiritual level, and I want to ask you the question, friends, because we hear this all the time. God loves the sinner but hates the sin. Really? Can you show me that in scripture? We're going to talk about that right when we get back. 1-866-233-0747. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
We were told this week that, Bradley, you have a reputation of being aggressive, that if you want things to work, then don't rock the boat.
What to work? The boat is sinking, America, and America better start patching up the holes and find a new captain.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I didn't know that it was my job to withhold the truth from men. Sorry, brother, but my ministry's not for sale. If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present. There is no other way.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com or call 800-593-6273.
It's time to kick some ash because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast-free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
You know, folks, we're talking about how can the act be apart from the actor. I love this train of thought because it really reminds me of the discourse that Martin Luther did on the Book of Romans.
Right.
You dissect thought. I love dissecting thought. I really do. Because it always comes back to one thing. If you would have obeyed the Lord, blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him.
Right.
The crown of life is given to those that love him, and he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself unto him. And I just, every night, friends, thank you, Lord, for manifesting yourself unto me in power and transforming me into the image and likeness of your Son, Jesus Christ. But I always want to speak forth words of life.
Right.
Because my words are spirit and they are life, John 6. And that's where we want to stay anyways, because we have been delivered from the law of the spirit of death.
Right. And to go along with what you're saying, and then I want to address something you said earlier. It was Leonard Ravenhill who said, if a Christian is not having tribulation in the world, there's something wrong.
Of course.
All the time now people think, oh, I'm just not having a peace because I hit a little hiccup in the road. So I just got to backtrack and never go forward.
So,
and be
okay. So if you're at peace with the world, right, then that means you're at war with God.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
So that's a side note. But I want to bring up when you're talking about here the different problems. You're talking about obesity and Gamblers Anonymous and all these different things they have out there. You know, I was talking to a detective the other day, and he had said something to me. He said, well, you know, it's these people who leave their valuables in their car and that give us trouble. And he was going on, and I stopped him. I said, wait a second. It's not the people that are leaving their valuables in the car that's causing trouble. It's the thief who is taking, I should be able to leave
explain a little bit more, Stephanie.
Okay.
Paint the picture. So we know of a family that was in Florida back in December who got robbed.
Right, they got robbed. And so what happened was is they were violated.
Yes.
And so, you
by
know,
a thief.
By a thief who broke in, took their stuff, took their computer, took a couple of their phones, took the
wife's
purse.
It's not the thief's fault, though.
Right, right. Took the wife's purse, all the contents in there, everything. We're talking, you know, baby pictures and all that kind of stuff. And I happened to talk to the detective a couple days ago, and he was telling me, well, you know, these people that leave their valuables in the car that cause us problems. And he
kept
talking.
Listen to that.
And I had to stop him and correct him and go back and say, wait a second. It's not the people that leave their valuables in the car that's the problem. It's the thieves that break the law, namely thou shalt not steal, break into the car, steal those people's valuables, which they worked hard for, and the thief did not. It's the thief that's the problem, not the person. I should be able to leave the most valuable possession I have out in the
middle. This is when you see judgment turn backward in a nation where you have a law enforcement, a police officer, saying that it's the people's fault. Listen, I should be able to leave Fort Knox in my car if I want to and not worry about it. And a cop should have enough common sense to know that if someone breaks into the car and steals all of my gold, which I had every right in the world to have in my car, that thief is guilty as H-E double sticks, literally on the spot. Not a cop saying, well, that's the problem we have. Listen, I'll take my wallet and open it and lay it out on the table. You touch it, you broke the law.
Yeah. Exactly.
You don't blame the law abider for what the law violator is doing.
It's absolutely ridiculous. The thought, the people that do it, they're the ones that cause the problems. He had no idea. I'm like, well, if people would obey the commandments of the Lord, I know. I wish that was the case. You know, another story too is, we've done so many high school assembly programs, but I remember when we had our firstborn son, Sam, and I was actually in a ladies' locker room and I was in there with him. And, you know, I looked around the locker room and I saw there was all these locks on all these lockers. And I remember thinking to myself, boy, if everyone would just obey the Ten Commandments, we wouldn't have to have any locks on these lockers. We should be able to, you know, leave our house unlocked.
A lot of country people still do that. They still trust each other. Yeah.
We should be our brother's keeper. We should do unto others as we would have them done unto us. We should follow those commandments.
That's what's missing right there. Because people are a bunch of hounds trying. It's a dog-eat-dog world. And you have a bunch of bureaucratic individuals out there trying to make money. So they create illnesses. And what they do is they evade. What they want you to do is they want you with everything in yourself to avoid what God said, because they know that if you actually obey God, by the way, corrupt government friends, they know that if you obey God, that they are subject to the people. Mm-hmm. They know that when you disobey, that's why they promote lawlessness and immorality, because once they can bring forth you to an immoral level, they can control you.
Yeah.
And you just lost your own, because you'll not govern yourself by the word of God. You'll be governed by a tyrant or by the bayonets, as Robert Winthrop rightly said. So when you govern yourself, you put corruption out of business, friends.
You do. The government. Yes. What would the government have to do if everybody obeyed the Ten Commandments? They would assemble themselves to meet and have nothing to talk about.
We wouldn't have 10,000 commandments to complain about then, right?
That's exactly right.
How can the act be apart from the actor? We hear this all the time, but God loves the sinner and he hates the sin. Hang on a second. Charles Finney said, this is true. This is true, that he sent his son to die for sinners. God commendeth his love toward us, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That is true. But listen carefully in context. Charles Finney said again that God hates the sin and loves the sinner thought isn't a new concept. As he had written in The Guilt of Sin, God is not angry merely against the sin abstracted from the sinner, but against the sinner himself. Some persons have labored hard to set up this ridiculous and absurd abstraction and would fain make it appear that God is angry at sin, yet not at the sinner. You mean he hates the theft but loves the thief? He abhors the adulterer but is pleased with the adulterer? Folks, this is supreme nonsense. The sin has no moral character apart from the sinner, because sin is moral, not physical. The act is nothing apart from the actor. The very thing that God hates and disapproves of is not the mere event, the thing done and distinction done from the doer, but it is the doer himself that chose to commit the act. It grieves and displeases God that a rational moral agent under his government should array himself against his God and Father, against all that is right and just in the universe. This is the thing that offends God. The sinner himself is the direct and the only object of his anger. So the Bible shows, listen carefully, bringing it back to the word. God is angry with the wicked, not with the abstract sin. If the wicked turn not, God will weigh his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready to shoot, not at the sin, but at the sinner. The wicked man that hath done the abominable thing is the only doctrine of either the Bible or of common sense on this subject. You know, when a crime is committed, friends, do the police officers, do they take do they take your gun and throw it in jail? Or do they throw the individual that committed the crime by choosing to commit the act by pulling the trigger and harming someone else in the process?
That's right.
Which one goes to jail?
Yeah, exactly.
The gun or the person that chose the act? See how it works for bureaucracy? Again, just dissecting thought, friends.
Yeah.
The act is not apart from the actor. So this Gamblers Anonymous baloney and this obesity baloney, which is, by the way, now an illness, baloney, friends. Sin is sin, and when you violate God's moral law, it's called sin. It's transgressing when you know what you do, and it's wrong. That's transgressing, and people love to transgress God, and bureaucracies and crime and corruption in government are well, that's why they expand. They expand because America remains dummied down, and we have to get out of that. Hosea 4:6.
Right.
People are destroyed for the lack of knowledge.
And like you said, they don't put the gun in jail. They put the person who pulled the trigger of the gun in jail.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, don't tell them to quit using the drugs, the one that's in jail
exactly.
for, yeah. Okay.
I heard a man once say, you know, blaming, you know, guns
for Columbine
is like blaming spoons for Rosie O'Donnell being fat.
That's
you
right.
don't do a spoon ban and say, oh, no more spoons.
In her case, we should have.
Yeah, exactly.
Truthfully, we should have.
But yeah, she was the one that was going against guns. But to go back to that scripture you just mentioned, it's Psalm 7:10-12. It says, my defense is of God, which saveth the upright in heart. God judgeth the righteous, and God is angry with the wicked, not the, you know, the
yes.
sin, with the wicked every day. If he turn not, he will wet his sword. He hath bent his bow and made it ready. He's not
Amen.
Playing games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course not.
So,
and once America figures out that God's government rules the roost, regardless if you like it or not, and we submit to that, we kiss the Son, lest he be angry. We meet him on his terms, we're going to be in a good place.
That's right.
Yeah. Amen.
Exactly. And for those of you who'd like to say, listen, I support what you guys do, let's go ahead and do this together, because we cannot do it apart from each other. If you can say, well, listen, I've been listening to you guys for a long time. No, I've kind of been thinking, you know, should I support? You know, I've got my church and my tithe and everything else, which you do, which probably a lot of those things are good. But you know what? If you want to support a ministry that's really out there doing what needs to be done, we're going to be out in Tennessee again this month. We were in California last month, 24/7, 7 days a week. We are out there preaching the gospel in season, out of season, and we need your support to keep going. So if you can donate, please do. And when you become a son or daughter of Liberty, what that is, that's monthly
that makes
sponsors.
You cool,
that makes you very cool. Lets you see the live stream, all the antics that go on during the radio show. But what's nice about it is it's just whatever you can do. Some people that's $5 a month, some people it's $50, some it's $100, $150, $5,000. Whatever you can do on a consistent basis, that kind of is our foundation that we know we can leap from to be able to go out and really do what we're called to do, and that is namely seeking and saving that which is lost.
Amen.
So you can
and
go
friends,
to-
we're not on the radio giving you this pitch every day because we want to burn up 3 minutes. It's we really do need the support. We really do need the support because your support keeps us out there. And it also expands our horizons to reach out to more of what God has commanded us to go out and get. The harvest fields. The heathen is our inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth is ours. We'll be right back. Well, no, we won't. This is the final segment. Folks, we love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18, deeds, not words. We'll talk to you in 23, sons and
daughters of Liberty.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Talk to you then. See ya. Bye-bye. Okay.